Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This is the Action Network Podcast.
That's when you have fun. When you're kicking somebody's ass and they're sucking for win.
That was good. Ready? Go.
Inbounder on the baseline.
Crowd. And a steal! Last chance to dead!
Way outside. Action! Impossible! Big time onions by the Wiley Vet!
That's it. Here it is. Roll, roll, roll!
Welcome to the Action Network Podcast presented by FanDuel. I'm Nick Giffen, predictive analyst here at Action Network, and joining me is our director of predictive analytics, Sean Kerner. Today, we have March Madness Sweet 16 player props for you. In rounds 1 and 2, Sean, we combined for a 39-16 record, plus 20.94 units, almost 21 units, including, Sean, 5-1 on picks from this very podcast last week. A reminder, every prop we give out is tracked in the Action app. Also, if you are looking for deep dives into every game of the first round, be sure to check out our Big Bets on Campus podcast, and we'll have extensive breakdowns on actionnetwork.com and the Action app as well. All right, Sean, let's dive into player props for the Sweet 16. It sounds like you're heading to the East region for your first pick.
Yeah, so for my first prop, I'm going Marquise Noel of Kansas State to go under 18.5 points. It's at minus 125 right now, but he's only cleared this in 5 of the last 14 games, and Kansas State averaged 72.3 points per game over that stretch, and they only have a team total of 68 against Michigan State here, so points will likely be harder to come by. This matchup also doesn't favor Noel. He tends to rely on getting to the free throw line to put up points. He's an 89% free throw shooter, so that makes sense. In the 5 games he cleared this number over that stretch I mentioned, he averaged 9.2 free throw attempts a game. In the 9 games he was held under this number, he only averaged 3.6 free throw attempts a game. And Michigan State sends their opponents to the line less than the league average, 3.4%. To be exact, less than the league average, which means this is just a less favorable matchup for Noel. That's why we're projecting him closer to 16 points here with a 65% chance of staying under 18.5.
Yeah, I definitely like that. And from another part of our projections there, we also have him over on his assist prop. And while we're not taking that, you know, we would love to see him dish out those assists, yeah. I think, for this one. So a nice correlated player. I should say correlated play to kick us off for the first pick of the Sweet 16. All right, I'm going to go to my first player prop, and I'm also staying in the South region. I'm going to take Vladislav Golden under 9.5 points in that Florida Atlantic versus Tennessee game. Now, Vladislav Golden for Florida Atlantic, he's averaged 10.6 points this year, but that came in 77.8 points per game for Florida Atlantic. Now they go up against this very strong Tennessee defense, also a team that does play a little bit slower on pace than the national average. So as a result, Florida Atlantic's team total is just 62.5 points, which is a 20% reduction in points from the 77.8 they've scored this year. So if you think about it, you know, Golden's had about a 10.5 point per game average, and we reduce that by 20%. All of a sudden, we're down to 8.5 just by pure mathematics. Then his projected minutes are down from earlier in the year by about 10%. He's been right around that 19-minute mark, plus or minus like 2 minutes in almost every single one of his recent games. So we are projecting him for 19 minutes there. So we need to reduce that projected point total even further for the minutes reduction. And then that doesn't even get into the matchup. Golden, he is a big, big, big guy, mm-hmm. you know, 7-plus footer, and he only scores from inside. Well, Tennessee allows the 52nd lowest two-point attempt to field goal attempt ratio. So they don't let teams shoot inside. They force teams to shoot from the outside, from three-pointers. So as a result, you know, he won't have as many field goal opportunities. And when he does get field goal opportunities, Tennessee is 11th in the nation in field goal percentage allowed from two-pointers. So that bumps his projection down even further. As a result, Sean, we're projecting him for just 7.5. So I definitely like under 9.5 here. All right, Sean, time to go to pick number two. What do you got for us?
So I'm going with Tristan Newton of UConn to go under 4.5 assists. He's cleared this in 4 straight games. However, since conference play started, he's only cleared this exactly 50% of the time. So this would typically be a good number for him, but this is a terrible matchup for him to rack up assists. You know, Arkansas sends their opponents to the free throw line at one of the highest rates in the country. Can't get assists when, you know, you're shooting free throws. So that's reason number one. But also, Arkansas is good at, you know, generating turnovers. Again, you can't really get assists when you're turning the ball over. And Arkansas is one of the best teams in the country at preventing three-pointers. That's a big reason why their assist rate allowed is around 7% lower than the Division I average. Plus, you know, I've been busted, you know, taking over on assist props. So I was looking for an assist prop to take the under. I just think with all these games being lower scoring, assists have been harder to come by. So I like the fact that we're already showing value on the under here at 4.1 assists for his projection with a 61% chance to stay under 4.5 here.
Yeah, I definitely like that. And I'm with you pretty much. And there will be an exception, but pretty much I have been enjoying the assist unders as well. and we'll talk about that one. But, you know, I think this is a really good spot for that assist under. So I'm going to join you, but I'm going to spin this a little different. I'm going to take Tristan Newton under, but I'm going to do under 20.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. And you can get that at -110. So in addition to everything you said about the assist, which 100% is right there with you, I really like Newton to go under his points prop as well. So why don't we combine them all together? Now, Tristan Newton, if we just look at field goals, he makes 52.8% of his points from field goals via the three ball versus a national average of 37.7%. So I'm not counting free throws. I'm just looking at field goals. 52.8%. versus a 37.7% national average he makes from three. Well, Arkansas is just the opposite. They allow just 29.8% of field goal points to come via the three ball, again, versus that 37.7% national average. So like 8% lower than the national average. And that is good for eighth lowest in the nation. So they are preventing the three ball, Arkansas is. Now, there is maybe a little bit of an angle here where Newton gets fouled a lot because Arkansas does foul a lot, and Newton does score a very good chunk of his points from the free throw line, but I think that would come into play most in a close game if Connecticut's ahead, especially that last minute or so. But then even often you're not trying to foul their most accurate free throw shooter, and Newton certainly has a very high free throw percentage, so there's a chance they try to find other players to foul as well. So we're not really showing anything on the rebound side. We're right in line with the market there. But since we're showing under on both points and on the assist side, I'm going to go with the points plus the rebounds plus the assists under 20.5 for Tristan Newton.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so that is our picks for the Thursday games. And Sean, I know you and I both each have a pick for Friday's games as well. So why don't you start us off with your Friday game pick?
Yeah, so for my Friday pick, I have Keyshawn Johnson of San Diego State under 5.5 rebounds at -120. And, you know, the first thing is San Diego State loves to rotate players in and out of the lineup during the game, similar to a hockey team. I swear, Furman was on a fast break and they did a whole line shift. But joking aside, they usually have 9 players play between 15 and 25 minutes. So Johnson's only averaged 18 minutes a game in the tournament as a result. So it's going to be tough for him to clear this number just if that trend continues. But, you know, if he does happen to top 20 minutes here, which wouldn't be too crazy, this is just a tough matchup for him to see extra rebound chances. You know, Alabama's a good shooting team that gets to the line at a very high rate. They also turn the ball over at a higher rate than league average. They also rank top 25 in offensive rebound rate and have their shots get blocked at a top 25 rate, which is pretty bizarre. But all of those factors should lead to fewer rebound chances for Johnson, not more. So in his limited playing time, he's going to have to kind of get lucky to see, you know, this many rebound chances. So I love getting him under 5.5 rebounds right now. So we're projecting this closer to 5 rebounds with a 62% chance of him staying under 5.5.
Yeah, I really like that block angle there, because a lot of times, you know, there will be, while you can get a rebound off of a block, a lot of times those will be swatted out of bounds or something like that, which does create a lower percentage of a chance of a rebound there. So just Sean going the extra mile here to even look at the blocks on this particular prop. I love it. Sean gave his Friday pick. I'm going to give my Friday pick, and this is where the exception to the assist rule comes into play. I'm going back to the well here because Sir Jabari Rice went over 1.5 assists last week, and I'm taking him over 1.5 assists again this week in Texas's matchup versus Xavier. When I say we're going back to the well, remember, we got -120 for over 1.5 assists against Colgate. Well, we're getting plus money here against Xavier. And like Colgate, Xavier doesn't force turnovers. Xavier is 293rd in the nation in turnover percentage, and Xavier doesn't foul. They're 62nd in the nation in foul rate. That means if you're not forcing turnovers and you're not fouling, more possessions are going to end in field goal attempts. And when you get more possessions ending in field goal attempts, some of those are going to go in, which means some more are going to be assists. Also, Xavier's not great at preventing shots from going in. They're just 149th in the nation, which is right around national average at effective field goal percentage, which, you know, compared to the schedule that Texas has faced this year, is actually worse, you know, than what Texas has faced. So that should help Serge Ibari grab some assists as well. If you know, the teammates he's passing to and they're taking shots, those shots are going in at a higher rate. Also, Xavier, they just don't prevent assists when shots do go in. Their assist rate defensively is 253rd in the nation, well above national average. So all the signs here pointing to over on assists, very much like we saw with Colgate. Same thing for Xavier. So one other factor about Xavier, they're even more up-tempo than Colgate was. So that just leads to more overall possessions. So we're projecting right around 2 assists here. I have a favor to go over, Sean. So I like that plus money. What do you think?
After the first couple rounds, my rule is just don't take the over on any player's assist prop unless, of course, it's Sir Jabari Rice. To be clear, some books posted as Jabari Rice, right? So
yeah.
One thing to look out for.
Lots of naming confusion out there. So those are our 6 player props. We do have one other loose end to tie up here, and that is the Giffen Guide to March Madness. Remember, we were trying to roll over 8 teams to get them into the Elite Eight. We just wanted one of them to hit, because if one of them does, we will profit. And right now, we have 2 teams out of the 8 alive, which is pretty much right around expectation. And since we tend to go with underdogs on these, I think Creighton's actually the only 8 or lower seed. So, would be favored in their first game in terms of just a seeding perspective. I think we're doing pretty well by getting 2 teams. And the 2 teams remaining, like I said, are Creighton, and they will be facing Princeton. And then the other team is Arkansas. And Arkansas is going up against UConn. So Arkansas getting that big upset of Kansas. They are now underdogs versus UConn as well. And this is exactly what we talked about. That compounding nature of things means we're getting Arkansas plus 150. We're already at 1.16 units, right? If we started with a quarter unit on them, we're betting 1.16 based off the quarter unit we initially had, what we won from the first game, what we won from the second game. So 1.16 times 1.5, that's going to put us well over the 2-unit initial investment should they beat UConn. Similarly, Creighton versus the spread, it's not quite going to get us there because right now we're at 0.94 units. They ended up, being pretty much even money there with Baylor. So we didn't get to really compound on that, but they are minus 10 versus Princeton. So I am taking them on the spread there, minus 10 as well. I think, Sean, I believe you have it at minus 10. I actually have it closer to minus 11.5, but those are the 2 games I've got there. Real quick, Sean, I'd like to get your thoughts on those 2.
Yeah, it's just a shame that, Creighton's such a massive favorite here, but, I love these and love the idea. Definitely a redemption from last year, but overall, fantastic job with this this year.
Yeah, that part of that was, hoping Creighton would get to face Arizona.
But yeah.
As we know, Princeton upset Arizona, so that goes by the wayside. But Arkansas, UConn, honestly, I'll be okay either way personally in that game because we got to roll it up. But then I know you and I both have UConn to the Final 4 in our brackets. So a little bit of hedge life there, I guess. But that is going to do it for the March Madness Sweet 16 Player Props and Giffen Guide episode on the Action Network podcast. Make sure to find more from Sean Kerner and myself on Action Network's website. And don't forget to download the free award-winning Action Network app for all of our prop picks and other picks. Best of luck with all your bets this weekend, and we'll see you next time on the Action Network podcast presented by FanDuel.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.